The Kraft Music Hall, starring Bing Crosby and Bob Burns, with Connie Boswell, who plays the cello this evening, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, and the music maid. Bing's special guests include Jerry Lester, one of Cafe Society's most popular entertainers, and William Hopalong Cassidy Boyd, tops in the field of action epics. And here's Bing Crosby.
You're a double lovely.
You're so super sweet. To be more specific, you're triple terrific. Knock me off my feet. You're a double lovely. Such a work of art. Honey, you're so charming. Really alarming what you do to my heart. And to say you're simply thrilling would be an understatement by far. Maybe you could get top billing over any Hollywood star. You're a double lovely, just a dream come true. How my heart will bubble when I make it double with double lovely you.
You're a double lovely, you're so super sweet. To be more specific, you're triple terrific. You knock me off my feet. You're a double lovely, such a work of art. Honey, you're so charming, it's really alarming what you do to my heart.
And to say you're simply thrilling would be an understatement by far. Maybe you could get top billing over any Hollywood star. You're a double lovely,
lovely you.
Just a dream come true. How my heart will bubble when I make it double, double lovely. You're so lovely, double lovely you.
Thus, friends, a little item by my brother Bob and by Rock Hillman, called You're Double Lovely. Double Lovely might well describe Connie Boswell's cello solo to be heard during this evening's Kraft Music Hall shenanigans. And, of course, we're double fortunate to have with us two such standout performers as Bill Hopalong Cassidy Boyd and Jerry Lester.
Just a minute!
Who's this, Bob?
I don't know, Bing. It might be the return engagement of a yodel.
Sounds like the finance company, Jerry.
You should have said Bill Hopalong Cassidy Boyd and Jerry Lester.
How am I going to say that with my adenoids?
Take my warning. Times are changing. You must change too.
I have. I changed this morning to summer oil. I got my straw skimmer out and Ma cut me out of my heavies.
This is no time for levity. To be a success on the air, you must talk like this. You must compete with Hi-yo-pia
Tales. Yeah, yeah.
You dig? Jake Strongarm, the small American child.
So what?
You must sound like men who are demented. Captain Lanchard and Longiput. Nothing.
You know, he's right, Bing. That's the way they're talking on the radio now. It's the new thing.
Try it. It's okay. Attention, everybody.
smile your troubles away. There's no room for any gloom, so smile your troubles away. Just keep a song in your heart. It will bring a song of spring to keep your troubles apart. So why not try to be just like the birds up in the air? If you try it, you will see your troubles aren't worth a care. Smile your troubles away. You'll just love to rise above it. Rise and smile your troubles away.
Minute, young Jerry Lester blew through the old Kraft Music Hall. He cut such a kind of a caper that we angled for a quick repeater to find out if we'd been victimized. Accordingly, we dispatched an emissary to Charlie Foy's Nightery out on Ventura Boulevard in the valley where Jerry is said to be working and is also said to be one of the partners. Our emissary, a typical character on the loose, dallied idly at the jukes of several drive-ins en route to Charlie Foy's, then had so much trouble finding a parking place for his Irish mail that he didn't get into the spot until just before the last show. There in their half-empty branch of Bedlam, he found Jerry and his partner counting up. Counting up is what nightclub owners do to the money in the cash register, if any. According to our emissary, it must have been a good night because Jerry, he was counting up as follows.
He was saying 5,281, 5,282, 5,283... Oh, what's the use? Counting sheep never puts me to sleep.
Listen, if you got insomnia, Jerry, catch our floor show.
Ah, quit knocking the joint, will you? Don't forget, you got a half interest in Bing and Jerry's, right?
Right.
And I've got a half interest in it, right?
Right. Now, if we could just get some customers interested.
Right.
Yeah. Why is it we got a nice, clean place here? Why don't the tourists stop? Why don't we do better business?
Don't ask me, Craws. Where could we find a better location than right here in Ciro's basement? And still no biz. It's brutal.
Yeah. Gee, I'm in there in the kitchen working like a dog all evening, hanging over a hot stove, molding matzo balls. Didn't anybody come in at all?
Well, a few people trickled in.
Well, thank goodness. Are we still getting the overflow from Ciro's?
Yeah, but I put a pan under it.
Well, I wish you'd do it quietly. We gotta watch the noise around here, kid. Ciro's rapped on the floor twice last night.
They've got a nerve complaining. There isn't a quieter night spot in town than Bing and Jerry's. Say, could it be our advertising?
No, it ain't that. Not my hot copy. You know, that come to Bing and Jerry's, open 24 hours a day and longer for special parties, that's good.
That is good. That's very, very good and very reasonable.
Yes.
How's this? This is my copy. Snappy floor show. Big cast of 40 women, mostly girls.
Now, you'd think, wouldn't a fella think with promotion like that when the movies are over, we'd get the people from the Owl Show?
No people yet, but this evening some of the Owls showed up.
Well, they can't be so wise. Gee, you'd think at least a few stags would straggle in. A few scrubs would straggle in.
Shall we take it from the coda?
Yes. Couple of stags ought to straggle in, anywho.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, I made all the stags leave. They were bumping people with their antlers.
Hey, boy. Can I get a little service here?
Who's that? Claims he's a customer. All evening long, he's had a waiter fan him with an onion, rock his chair back and forth, and splash water in his face.
Fine.
He thinks he's on a cruise to Bermuda.
Got a funny kisser, ain't he?
Yeah. Looks like he was born during a bottleneck in evolution.
Hey, yo, you're with a funny face.
Coming from you, how could that mean me?
Yeah, yeah, you. You call yourself an entertainer. You haven't told one joke all evening.
Yeah, well, you call yourself a customer and you haven't paid one check all evening.
That's telling them, Jer. If they don't like Bing and Jerry's, they know what they can do.
Yeah, and they're doing it.
How much money did we take in last week?
Gross or net?
Gross.
Nothing.
How's the net?
Well, that fell off a little.
It's baffling.
Yeah. Don't everybody say this is the hottest spot in town?
Why, it's hot as a depot stove, mile wide, inch deep, runs flush all the year round.
Ain't we ripping and roaring, hooting and tooting, anything goes at all times?
You got it, Herschel.
Then how come last month we got the good housekeeping seal of approval?
Oh, that. Oh, well, I wanted to surprise you. I had the chef enter our apple pan dowdy in a cooking contest.
Well,
won it, too.
Shut my mouth. Good. Now see if you can get the bartender to enter a quarter in the cash register.
Oh, no. He says the ringing noise wakes up the waiters. That was a nice idea of yours. That was good, that intimate lighting. I mean, using candles instead of electric light.
Oh, that wasn't my idea. That was the light company's.
Well, if we got to save money, the first thing we ought to do is cut down on the size of the drinks.
Oh, no, Cross.
Got to do it.
No can
give
do.
Give them those little shorties.
Can't handle it. We can't possibly serve them any smaller. As it is now, when a customer orders a drink, the waiter whizzes by on roller skates and sprays the customer's throat with an atomizer.
Well, that's good for sinus sufferers. But speaking of drinks, this club, you know what we ought to have?
What ought we have?
A specialité de la maison.
At our prices?
No, I mean a drink the house will be famous for.
Oh, your partner, Jer, is way ahead of you, Cross.
Got it, kid?
I got it solid. Well,
Dad.
I've already had the bartender whip up a Mickey. I mean a mixture. A mixture just for this joint. We call it the Bing and Jerry.
Good name, Bing and Jerry. Short and dull.
Yeah, good drink. Good drink, too.
Yes.
It consists of two eggs.
Well, naturally.
And a bit of corn.
Natch.
And rum, gin, brandy, sauterne, bourbon, and scotch.
No whisperum? Brother, one drink of that, you'll be sitting pretty.
You'll be sitting, but you won't be pretty.
You know, that sounds like a great drink to give our creditors when they come in with those due bills.
Which creditors do you mean? The plain creditors or the preferred creditors?
Who'd prefer a creditor?
Well, preferred creditors are the guys who know now that they're never going to get anything.
Well, speaking of that little group, I split the profits for Lex for the week last night. I took my share. I left your share for you.
I didn't get anything.
That's what I say.
Well, it's better than I did last week.
Oh, well. Bad all over. Say, the bank returned our checks today.
Oh, good. Now what can we buy with them?
Well, you know what the trouble is, Jer. We got to kick it around here a little. Yeah. We got to have a straight man and a comic, have some fun, laughs, yells, bellies.
Jollification.
Stage, 5 minutes.
Okie doo.
Sure.
Which one of us carries the folded newspaper and wears the baggy pants? Don't answer that. I can see.
Yeah, well, with your face, you better tell the jokes.
Now, never mind my face. How can anybody get laughs with a straight man dressed like you?
Listen, if Valley's good enough for Barrymore, I'm good enough for you.
Erky Dirk, so I'm slumming. Now I'll get a play on. Make an entrance, and after the applause dies, I'll do a medley of 4 or 5 of my best jokes.
Yeah, well, what happens after the medley of your best jokes does a dozer? What do we do there?
Well, then you come on with the bit we tried at that benefit last night.
Oh, yeah, the benefit. Say, you sold a lot of tickets to that benefit last night. Who was it for?
Us. Okay, here we go. Hit it, maestro.
Play on.
Hello. What a night.
I must tell you, a very funny thing happened to me on the way to the club this evening. I didn't get here.
Hey, Jerry.
That's my partner. But for the act, I make out like I don't know him. And I wish it wasn't an act. Why do you always bother me when I'm up here working? What's your name, anyway?
Rover.
Rover?
Yes, my parents wanted a dog.
All right, Rover.
You can stay here if you don't bother me, and I'll tell you about the hat I invented for women who want to go bareheaded.
A hat for women who want to go bareheaded?
Yes, it's a little price tag that hangs over one ear.
Forget it, we had enough trouble with the pencil you invented, the one with the rubber lead for people who want to stretch a point.
And that's trying to stretch one point into two. But I forgot to tell you, I know a way we can beat the races.
How?
I know a place where I can buy tomorrow's newspaper.
Tomorrow's papers with all the results in it? That's wonderful.
There's just one little hitch.
What's that?
I can't buy it till tomorrow.
Well, if you get your mind off the horses, maybe the customers here would stop complaining about the food.
I know. The meat is always a little too rare.
Yeah.
But then it takes so long to cook steak on a hot water pipe.
A salad, though, I got, didn't it? Good salad. Very good salad.
Yes, you liked it?
Wonderful, and such generous portions.
Yeah, the chef used up almost that whole floral wreath we got opening night.
You know, I wondered why my salad had success written across it. Tasty, though, tasty.
Oh, Lulu. Success.
What do you think?
Boy, I could use some. Why, right now it's so crowded at our house, I took the door off the hinges, put it across two chairs, and I'm sleeping on it.
Is it comfortable?
Not bad, just a little drafty around the letterbox. Hit it, maestro.
Oh, we're mighty glad we've been here, and we hope you're glad we was. So now let us introduce to you the guy who brings the news to you from the man on account of whom we're here because...
You thoughtful wives and clever hostesses, let your motto for the summer be, every salad a success. It's easily done with Miracle Whip salad dressing. Even men who ordinarily say that salads are for the ladies, even those gentlemen change their tune once they taste Miracle Whip. This famous salad dressing has such a different flavor, so full of life and pep. Right from the start, Miracle Whip clicked as no other salad dressing ever has done. Now millions prefer it. It actually outsells the next 20 leading brands combined. There are reasons, of course, for this huge popularity. Only fine eggs and oil and other quality ingredients go into Miracle Whip, and they're blended in special proportions. The creamy smoothness of Miracle Whip salad dressing is a special, too. It comes from the use of a remarkable beater that's patented and exclusive with Kraft. So for salads that appeal to everybody, bring on the Miracle Whip. Keep a jar in the refrigerator always, the large size jar that's so economical.
Yours till the stars have no glory. Yours till the birds fail to sing. Yours to the end of life's story. This pledge to you, dear, I bring. Yours in the gray of December. Here or on far distant shores, I've never loved anyone the way I love you. How could I, when I was born to be just yours? No glory. Yours till the birds fail to sing. Yours to the end of life's story. This pledge to you, dear, I bring. yours in the gray of December. Here or on far distant shore, I've never loved anyone the way I love you. How could I? When I was born to be just yours.
When Bill Boyd was here in the Old Craft Music Hall 13 months ago, he just completed his 31st romantic rodeo, glorifying the derring do of good old Hopalong Cassidy. Tomorrow, Bill Boyd starts his 39th Hopalong Cassidy cadenza, which I'm told is something of a record. As a matter of fact, Bill Boyd has played Hopalong Cassidy for so long and has become so immersed in the characterization that...
Easy there, Bing. Smile when you say immersed.
I'm smiling, partner, but why? I just said you were immersed in the characterization. What's wrong with immersed?
Could mean I'm sunk.
Sunk? You, a guy who makes 6 or 7 pictures a year, a man who is this very day celebrating his birthday and his wedding anniversary?
Is it really your birthday and your wedding anniversary, Bill?
Sure is, Bob.
Why don't people tell me these things? Bing, hand me my bazooka and I'll play happy birthday to Bill.
Thanks, Bob. I'd like to have heard that. But I don't think you better play your bazooka this evening.
Why?
This is National Noise Abatement Week.
Oh. Well, I wished I was chairman, too. So, you know, Hoppy, that takes my mind back to the first time that you met Bob and his bazooka. I mind you were riding through Texas buying horses for them Western pictures, and I was running the Lazy Z Ranch. I even mind how you look, silhouetted against the sunset. As you and your horse Topper, you came riding over the ridge, and I says to my foreman, I says, look here. Here comes old Hopalong Cassidy.
Now, how can you tell all the way from here that it's Hoppy?
Well, he's the only cowboy I know of who don't tote no guitar.
Yeah, you know, I heard he was kind of radical. How in the world you suppose he rounds up them cattle without a guitar?
I heard that, stranger, and I'll tell you how I do it. As soon as the critters catch sight of me, I begin to savvy I don't figure to yodel 3 courses of San Antonio Road. They just naturally follow me around.
Just like little dogies, huh? Well, you sure told him, old buddy. Welcome to Lazy Z Ranch. This is my foreman, Rattlesnake Barnes here. My name's Crosby.
That's rootin' tootin', two-gun shootin' Crosby.
Sure, I know rootin' tootin'. I just rode up through the panhandle.
Well, then, of course, you know Crosby. He's mighty popular man on the panhandle. Mighty popular.
Well, I got to admit he ain't as popular as he used to be on the panhandle. He slipped a little.
Slipped?
Yeah, now he's on the pan.
You come here on business, Hoppy?
Yep, buying horses for Western Pictures. But morning's time left to talk business.
Yeah, sure it is, Hoppy. Glad to hear you're figuring to spend the night at the ranch, too.
Glad to hear you're glad.
Well, you won't be so glad to hear he's glad when you hear why he's glad. But then, the rates here at the ranch ain't high.
Rates? What rates? I didn't know you were running a guest ranch.
Oh, yes. We got a small Mustang motel here.
Can't make much money just selling horses.
Can't do it.
The kind Crosby's got. Huh? Now then. Now then, how do you prefer to stay here, stranger, on the American plan or the European plan?
What's the difference?
Well, the American plan includes meals.
And the European plan?
No meals.
Yeah, so I've heard. I think I'll stick to the American plan.
That's a wise choice, Hoppy.
Now then, about this room. You want it with or without?
With or without what?
Coyotes.
I just want a single room with facilities for accommodating my horse. Or do I have to make special arrangements for the horse?
No. Every room got twin beds.
What's the matter with the barn? Can't the horse sleep there?
Well, yeah, it can, but... cost you extra if Crosby and me take the horse in with us.
Well, don't worry. The horse is a little fussy, too. And you know what the other horses will think if he's seen hanging around Crosby.
I quite agree with you, mister.
Well,
shut my mouth. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm stopping here, too. The name's Lester. Hiding, sliding, I'm confiding, sore from riding Lester.
Lester, eh? Mighty glad to know you, Jeter. I'm Hoppy.
You're Hoppy. What's the matter? Somebody give you a hot foot?
What was that, Crack?
Oh, nothing. I just said glad to know you, Hoppy. Shake.
Why, sure. I knew you didn't mean no harm, Squirt. Slip me five. Put her there. I'm glad to know you.
Boy, am I proud to be shaking hands with Hopalong Cass. Ow, ow! Hey! You can't be that glad to meet me.
Don't tell me it hurt you when I shook your hand.
All right, I won't. But just give me 3 cents and you can have your deposit back when you return my thumb.
Nah, I knew you was a tenderfoot when I saw the way you rode in here to the ranch. Only a tenderfoot would ride a horse like that.
Well, I had a little trouble with that horse today. He broke his leg.
How come you didn't shoot him?
It was a wooden leg.
Ah, where'd you pick up that horse anyway?
At a used horse lot in San Antonio. Reconditioned 1928 convertible cayuse.
What do you mean convertible?
Any minute it can become glue.
Dog. Only a tenderfoot would talk that way about a horse, Lester.
Me? Me? A tenderfoot? Oh, no. I got me a small place in the valley.
Well, I don't like to brag, but I've got a nice spread. About 5,000 acres, maximum. Wish I could afford it.
Well, my place is only $1.50 minimum, and everybody can afford it. Come on over this evening. New floor show and everything.
Maybe I will come over after I finish my business with Crosby here.
What did you come to Crosby's horse ranch for? To see the dog races?
I'm buying horses for Western movies, and Crosby's are the best for our purpose.
Are you kidding?
Why, of course not. In Western pictures, we need horses for chase scenes. And Crosby's horses are used to chasing other horses.
Yeah, you meet the funniest people.
That's exactly what I said to myself when I ran into you. Now, will you excuse me while I step over here to the corral and pick out a few horses?
What'd you have in mind, Hoppy? Something in the Palomino?
How about that little Pinto over there?
Oh, now you're cooking with high octane there, Hoppy. That's a very expensive horse. That animal was born in 1895.
Well, if he's 4 to 6 years old, what makes him so expensive?
Well, he's the only horse in the world that can sing.
Go on.
That's right.
Where would you get a horse that can sing?
Well, I bought him from a character named Edgar Bergen. This fella told me the horse could only sing the hit song of the year he was born, 1895.
Oh, yeah? Let's hear you make the horse sing.
Well, to tell you the truth, just as I paid Bergen for the horse said, "So you're selling me, are you? Selling me, your best friend." That makes me very sad. Very, very sad. Makes me so sad I'll never sing again.
But as long as Bergen had him, he sang?
Oh, yes, better than MacArthur. He used to spit out the bit, throw back his head, and sing songs that were mighty popular around 1895. I recall one of them went something like this. Do you remember? Casey would waltz with a strawberry blonde.
And the band played on.
He'd glide across the floor with a girl he adored.
And the band played on.
But his brain was so loaded, it nearly exploded. The poor girl would shake with alarm. He'd ne'er leave the girl with a strawberry curl.
And the band played on.
Loaded, it nearly exploded. The poor girl would shake with alarm. He'd ne'er leave the girl with the strawberry curl.
And the band played on.
Say, you know where the band will really be playing on and on, though? At Eddie Cantor's wedding anniversary tomorrow. We all hope it'll play on at many more. Congratulations, Eddie and Ida. And by the way, it'll probably be a long party, so if you haven't ordered all the groceries yet, here's a hint.
Planning 3 meals a day, week after week, and month after month certainly can't be called easy. But maybe it's a little bit easier now than it is in winter. For instance, thinking up good salads. Isn't that less of a trick with the new green vegetables and fruits? As for the salad dressing, well, there's no need to ponder about that. You just open a jar of Miracle Whip and everyone will be happy. All the time, more and more women are discovering that Miracle Whip salad dressing is the kind their families like best. Because this salad dressing isn't the least bit too bland or too oily, and yet it's not too sharp. Miracle Whip really is deliciously different from other salad dressings, different in its flavor and its texture, too. To make it, Kraft combines fine mayonnaise and old-fashioned boiled dressing by a secret recipe, then blends them to marvelous smoothness in an exclusive patented beater. Salads made with Miracle Whip are so popular that this creamy, zestful salad dressing outsells the next 20 leading brands combined. It sells so fast that most food dealers get fresh supplies every few days. If you want your family to really gobble up their salads, and you do because salads are so good for them, ask your dealer for Miracle Whip salad dressing. Remember, you save if you buy the large size jar.
Well, look, well, Carf, where'd you get all those medals you're wearing?
Medals? What medals?
What medals? You got more potsies on your facade than the doorman at Lowe's Marshaloo Parkway. Well, you got on everything but a Tippy Canoe and Tyler Two button there.
Oh, these?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean these medals I'm wearing?
Those little things.
Oh, I got a lot more of them at home. These are just a few of the mementos I've won through my prowess in track and field events.
Well, make me know it, son.
Oh, no, Dr. Crosby.
Tell me.
You know how modest I am.
Yes, I know.
Well, I wouldn't have worn them if I thought you'd... Well, I mean, I hate to talk about myself.
Well, I understand perfectly, my boy, if that's how you feel. Okay, we just...
Well, if you insist on knowing. I won these in the track meet last Saturday.
Last Saturday? Oh, let's see, that was against Purdy Polly?
No, not Purdy Polly. Last Saturday's meet was against Pulse Normal.
Oh, yes. That's the southern branch of Respiratory State.
That's the same place, yeah.
Now, look, this little rhinestone and sardonyx job here. What is that?
This one, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, I got that for running the 100-yard dash in 8 seconds.
What were you waiting for?
Then, without even stopping to take the broken tape out of my teeth,
oh.
I went on. I went right on, and I won this Mother of Pearl and Moonstone medal for finishing the mile run in 4 seconds flat.
My word, son, you were a soon dude that day, weren't you?
Oh, yes, a rapid citizen.
That's what you were.
Then, with a hop, skip, and a jump, I won this gem-encrusted lapis lazuli job by dazzling the crowd with a 13-foot vault.
Oh, now, look, wait a minute here, son. 8 seconds, that's two under the world's record for the 100-yard dash. And a 4-minute mile is a new world's record, but 13 feet for a vault, that's nothing.
No?
Nothing at all. Cornelius Warmerdam, he's vaulted 15 feet, 2.5 inches.
Well, of course, he uses a pole.
Oh. Well, that's just an added responsibility. Now, what's this big shiny medal in the middle? What is that?
Oh, you mean this diamond, emerald, and ruby one?
Yes, the one with the neon lettering. Now, what's that?
Well... Gee, I don't know. To tell you the truth, Dr. Crosby, I've forgotten just how I did win that modest little medal.
You do? Well, take time, will you, and try and remember it while I take a short pause here for citation identification. I'm sorry, Carp. Sorry, I can't wait any longer. If and when you identify that jewel doodad, phone in. You can get me for the next half hour right here in the Old Craft Music Hall, going over a few matters with Miss Connie Boswell of New Orleans, where the cooking stands out. Say, Connie, do you ever get a hankering for those double delicious Creole groceries?
Yes, indeed, Bing. You know anyone who's ever tasted New Orleans victuals gets a hankering for them.
That's what they do.
And when you were born right in among them, well, then you do just what I do when you're away too long.
What's that? What do you do, fly back for a quick dish of gumbo and a pot of jambalaya?
No, I'd like to do that, but I can't. So I just fix them myself.
Can you fix that stuff yourself, Miss Connie?
Yes, indeed, John.
Oh, yes, in double deed, Johnson. Why, Connie can make a shrimp do everything but answer the phone. Look, well, let's defer further discussion of this culinary tangent and proceed as planned. Are you ready, Connie?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, has you got it, Sister Constance? Do you possess it?
Yes, I got it. Brother Bingston, now you knows I got it.
Has you got that rhythm in you, hmm?
Yes, I think I got that rhythm in me.
Oh, I swear, I do believe you got it, Sister Constance. Looks like you got it.
Mm-hmm.
You will shout when it hits you, yes, indeed.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Oh, you shout when it hits you, yes, indeed.
Oh, yes, indeed.
When the spirit moves you, you're gonna shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, brother.
When it hits you, you holler, yes, indeed.
Oh, pops, I'm here and I'm with you. Yes, indeed.
Oh, yes, indeed.
While I'm here, let me hip you. Yes, indeed.
Oh, hip.
When that guy starts jumping, I shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm in there. I'm in there. Yes, indeed.
Now, Brother Secrets, he got it in him. Yes, indeed. He digs deep in the middle. Yes, indeed.
Oh, yes, indeed.
How he blows his top when he rips. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, dig me some of that on your horn there, Brother Secrets. Let me hear it.
To my nature that you don't know anything. That's the kind of stuff that I like to do.
You like that?
I'm afraid I'm going to be nifty.
You stand alone.
I'm going to be what they call a Jim Dandy.
A chicken inspector?
I feel that Bing, you're just heckling me now. But you know, I figure if I just keep on playing the bazooka, people will always look on me as being just a country bumpkin. And that's the reason I've been practicing. You know, for hours I've been sitting out there at the house, just letting my fingers run idly over the keys, just playing and playing and playing the piano.
I know, yes, I know.
How did you know about it?
I got wind of it.
No, but Bing, that's what I make up songs even. I'm just chucked full of talent.
Are you?
Yeah, I listen, you can laugh if you want to. I made up a song about you.
You did not.
I certainly did.
Aww.
Now, listen here. Now, wait a minute. This is the song I wrote about Bing. As a beauty, Bing's not a star. There are others more handsome by far. But his face, he don't mind it, for he is behind it. You people out front get the jar.
How simply charming. How divinely romantic. How utterly ut.
Yeah, but you're still making fun of me, Bing, but that's the reason I want to improve myself. At heart, I'm not a hillbilly at all. I want to tell you people I'm a vulture for culture.
You're a vulture, period.
That's what I want to do, Bing. It's my ambition to be one of those sophisticated piano players in one of those nice night places, you know, those cafes.
Oh, well, you're not the sophisticated type.
What do you mean? To be sophisticated, does a man have to have a sickly pallor? And does he have to have bags under his eyes?
No.
Can't you be sophisticated and be ruddy?
Yeah, but to be sophisticated, you have to be familiar with all the social niceties. Gee, I've been out with you. You don't even know how to eat.
Oh, Big Crosby, you ought to be the last man in the world.
You do not know how,
Rob. No, you, I was out to, you took me out the other night, and that's a fashionable place.
Nice spot.
Now, listen, you talk about knowing what to eat and how to eat it.
Yeah.
We had corn on the cob. Now, I'll answer your question. Is corn on the cob a food or not? No coaching from the audience.
Yes. Certainly.
All right, you had corn on the cob, and you didn't even know what it was.
Oh, I did, too.
You did?
I did.
Well, then what did you say what you did for it if you knew what it was?
Well, I don't know what...
Go ahead and tell him what you said. I'll tell you what
I don't know.
Said.
What did I say? Wait a minute. What did I say?
After Bing ate all the corn off of this cob, he held the cob up there in that fashionable place, and he yelled, "Waiter, take this stick back and put some more beans on it."
I...
I was telling you the truth about going to this fashionable place with Bing the other night. We did go there, and we went to a place, it's the classiest place out here on the West Coast. And Bing's been there lots of times. I hadn't been there. We went to Ciro's. You've all heard of Ciro's. Why, sure, everybody's heard of Ciro's. Ciro's is the place where all the good little silver foxes go after they die. And Bing wanted to go there because he just thought it was big stuff. I guess Ciro's have got a sandwich named after him, the Bing Crosby sandwich. Well, I don't think there's so much to that. The Melrose Grotto named a potato chip after me. But you know, I was a little bit out of place around there at Ciro's because that's where the very biggest people in Hollywood. All the big producers and everybody, they go there and they look so nice, all dressed up in those tuxedos, and everybody was in full dress. But tell you the truth, I couldn't tell the difference between the waiters and the customers. That is, I couldn't at first. Later on, it was easy to tell the difference because the waiters stayed sober. But now, I will say this, though. I will say that Bing Crosby, I found out something about him that night. The girls sure do go for that boy. Why, I'm telling you, the minute we got inside of Ciro's, two girls rushed at him and grabbed him, and they start pulling and tugging on him, and one pulled one way and one the other. Those girls put up an awful tussle, but Bing wouldn't check his hat. But now, I found out something while I was around there. That's what gave me the idea. I listened to their entertainment at Ciro's, and that's the trouble with this entertainment. All the songs are just alike. They start out, they're all love songs. They start the same way, and they finish the same way. You know, they need some new blood in that entertainment business. And that's the reason I wrote a song myself that tells a story. I'm serious about this. I want you people to listen. I wrote this myself now. They walk down the lane together. The sky... All right, I'll start over. Somebody... I'm serious. Don't hurt me now. They walk down the lane together. The sky was covered with stars. They reached the gate in silence. He lifted down the bars. She neither smiled nor thanked him because she knew not how. For he was just a farmer boy and she was a Jersey cow.
You finished, Bob?
Well, can't you tell?
No, but I can dream, can't I?
Well, then your dreams come true, Bing, because I'm all through. Now it's time for you to go to work.
Oh, you tell it to Trotter. I go wherever Trotter goes.
Well, go ahead, Johnny. Put Bing to work.
A ride in the park. In the very first snow, a kiss in the dark, in the very last row, these things you left me to remember. The stars that I own, I put back in the sky, and I gave the moon to the first passerby. These things you left. left me to surrender. My days and nights are empty since we've been apart. And memories are walking all over my heart. The dreams that we've planned have all faded, but yet the love that was mine is so hard to forget. I can't erase them or replace them. These things you left me. Nights are empty since we've been apart, and memories are walking all over my heart. The dreams that we've planned have all faded, but yet the love that was mine, it's so hard to forget. I can't erase them or replace them. These things you left me.
Although people from time to time have raised a question, and not without due cause, the Old Craft Music Hall really is interested in the furtherance of fine music. Our interest sometimes leads us to such a high point that we're privileged to introduce a great concert artist to the networks. We were, for instance, the first to spotlight the golden voice of Jerry Colonna. Seriously, though, Josephine Tamminia of the Metropolitan Opera Company, who was here only a few weeks ago, received her first coast-to-coast acclaim in the Old Craft Music Hall, as did several famous concert and opera stars such as Florence George, Carmela Novotna, Mafalda Favaro, and Ibi Stignani, and other singers whose names and voices are familiar to all the higher bracket musical cognoscenti. For this reason, we're happy to present a new young concert cellist this evening, one whose name is, I'm sure, familiar to all of you, Miss Constance Boswell. Connie really is going to play the cello.
I'm going to play it, Bing, but how do you know anybody's going to like it?
Anything you do, I'd like, Miss Constance.
Now, John, you're such a polite southern gentleman. Sometimes I think you must have come from further south than there is.
Say, how'd you happen to take up this cello playing, Connie?
Well, you see, Bob, it's like this. I wanted to learn to play the violin.
Don't tell me you bought a fiddle and it swole up on you.
No, Bob, but I'm kind of lazy.
Like binging me, huh?
Don't cut me in.
Now you got right. That's the idea. Matter of fact, I think that's why I'm here in the hall.
Well, of course, your singing wouldn't have anything to do with it.
Well, it sure wasn't my cello plan. You see, as I was saying, I was going to learn to play the fiddle.
But how'd you switch to cello?
Well, I got to figuring like this, Bob. Why should I fool around trying to play something I've got to carry around on my shoulder when I could get something just as good that stands on the floor?
Just how good Connie got it is best expressed by her rendition of Godard's Berceuse from Jocelyn. For the incredulous who still think that they've not heard aright, this is Miss Connie Boswell, accompanied by Patricia Langlois, playing Godard's Berceuse on the cello. Miss Boswell. Thank you.
love me, Connie. And for those who still think that they were... there you are. That was swell. No kidding about that. That was really Bear Seuss and really played on the cello by Connie Boswell.
Boy, and I hope a lot of good cellists will forgive me.
Well, personally, I'd like to have an encore.
Oh, no, Bob. I'm too nervous. Get a gander of the way my hand's shaking, and that's not in the script.
That's good for the vibrato, Connie. How's about an encore?
You're the boss, Bing. Would you like the same thing over or something different?
Oh, no. Let's spread out a little. Let's have something different.
Something different? Mm-hmm. Well, would it be all right if I said a few words?
Okay, slip them right in here.
Well, and friends, I'd just like to say how happy it would make me if you'd listen to my friend Ken Carpenter.
One of the many delightful things about America's favorite salad dressing, Miracle Whip salad dressing, is that it has so many enticing uses. Believe me, if you keep your jar of Miracle Whip exclusively for salads, you're missing a lot. The next time you make sandwiches, plain ones for the children's lunch or the fancy tea party kind, spread them with Miracle Whip. That lively, peppy flavor will work wonders. Maybe tomorrow night you're doing a little budget balancing, serving croquettes made with leftover meat. You want to give those croquettes glamour? Well, bring on Miracle Whip salad dressing for a sauce. Now, these suggestions are just a starter, ladies. Try Miracle Whip with fish and other seafoods, on cold meats, with hot vegetables. You'll soon wonder why you ever thought it was meant for salads only. Ask your dealer tomorrow for the salad dressing millions prefer. Creamy, zestful Miracle Whip made by Kraft. If you're a thrifty shopper, you'll get the big quart size, known in Canada as the 32-ounce jar. Terrific trotter treatment of an obscure area known as the Sailor's Dance from the opera The Red Poppy. From such musical esoterica, we proceed to something a mite more familiar. If you're ready, John Scott.
Play, fiddle, play. Play my loved one a melody. Sing to my love while the stars swing above. Play, fiddle, play, sing my loved one a rhapsody. Play on the strings of her heart. The campfires are gleaming as red as the sun, and my heart keeps dreaming, just dreaming of one. So softly croon, while the moon weaves our two hearts in harmony. Play, fiddle, play to her heart.
As was this thought, friends, that we leave the Old Craft Music Hall, promising to return again next Thursday, when we will be joined by such interesting and talented individuals as Donald Crisp and Chester Morris of the Synchronized Shadows, as well as Miss Ethel Waters, star of the musical success Cabin in the Sky. Three people who should brighten things up pretty good. Till next Thursday now, adios.
In these days, when papers and magazines regularly carry articles about nutrition, we're all aware that vitamins and minerals are essential for good health. Important among the protective foods which supply these health essentials are milk and milk products such as cheese, ice cream, and butter. This month is Dairy Month, a particularly appropriate time to consider whether your family is getting enough of these vital protective foods. As a part of the great dairy industry, Kraft wants to remind you of the leading role that dairy products play in good health. Remind you, too, that in serving these delicious and nutritionally important foods, you are benefiting the farmers whose prosperity is essential to the nation's well-being. The Kraft Music Hall comes to you from Hollywood's Radio City.
Here's a new hit that hits the spot. Remalta, the malted milk Roomba. The days are getting hotter now. It's time to reconsider what's best for your youngsters to eat between meals. It should be something that won't spoil their appetites. Something cooling, something thoroughly healthful that will supply quick food energy for their busy little bodies. Now that something is a cool, delicious Kraft chocolate malted. Just mix it with cold milk and it's ready, so easy that the youngsters can make their own. You'll find it's mighty delicious and mighty satisfying, too. Keep Kraft sweetened, chocolate-flavored malted milk on your pantry shelf. Get it from your food store in 1 and 2 pound sizes and in the new 10-cent packages. Ask for it at good soda fountains, too. Just say, Kraft malted for me. The Rudy Valley Seal Test Program will follow immediately over most of these same stations.